This is JIS News. Coming up, Broadcasting Commission extends deadline for cable operators to cease transmission of unlicensed cable channels. Senate approves Revenue Appeals Division Act, and Predial Larceny Prevention Unit gets new vehicle. The news in detail after this message.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
Now the news. The Broadcasting Commission of Jamaica, BCJ, has extended the deadline for cable operators to cease transmission of 19 unlicensed cable channels to local subscribers. In a press release Tuesday, the BCJ said following consultations with stakeholders and the Office of the Prime Minister, it took the decision to extend the deadline by 3 months, pending further consultations and consideration of the issues. Last month, Chairman of the BCJ, Professor Hopeton Dunn, announced that Jamaica's reputation as a secure international trade partner was coming under scrutiny due to the unauthorized transmission of over 100 cable stations by local cable operators. The operators were initially given until May 31 to remove 19 of the unauthorized channels in what was to be phase one of the orderly elimination of unlicensed channels from local cable packages. The channels to be removed include 9 from the Encore suite of channels, 5 from the Showtime group of channels, 4 from the Stars group of channels, as well as the channel known as the Movie Channel Extra. The Senate has passed the Revenue Appeals Division Act, paving the way for the formal establishment of the Taxpayer Appeals Department as an independent division within the Ministry of Finance. The new Revenue Appeals Division will hear appeals from taxpayers with grievances about their tax liabilities to the state. Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding says the establishment of the division is in keeping with international best practices in the field of tax collection and administration.
It was therefore felt that, based on international best practice, there should be a separation of the Taxpayer Appeals Department in order to provide for greater level of independence and a more efficient and user-friendly avenue for taxpayers to seek to settle disputes that they may have with the revenue.
Senator Golding adds that the creation of the division is expected to help taxpayers avoid the cost and lengthy delays associated with pursuing litigation in the revenue courts of the Supreme Court. The Revenue Appeals Division Act was previously passed in the House of Representatives in April. The work of the Predial Larceny Prevention Unit in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has received a well-needed boost with the acquisition of a vehicle to aid the mobility of officers. Junior Agriculture Minister Luther Buchanan says the vehicle will bolster the government's relentless drive to combat predial larceny.
This will serve to increase the mobility of our team and enhance their work in the field. Better and greater mobility. We intend to give this our best shot, getting into every nook and cranny of the island and to fret out those who believe they can reap what they did not sow.
The Hilux pickup was handed over to the unit by Executive Chairman of the LASCO-affiliated companies Lascelles Chin at a brief ceremony on Tuesday. In the meantime, the Agriculture Ministry is reporting that the Predial Larceny Prevention Unit continues to reap success in its efforts to curtail farm theft. More than 130 stolen animals were recovered during a major operation conducted by the unit in Clarendon on May 25. Junior Minister for Agriculture and Fisheries Luther Buchanan says the unit has facilitated numerous investigations relating to farm theft across the island since its establishment in March this year.
Success to date include arrest almost on a weekly basis. Between May 8, May 15, 2015, two operations were conducted in Clarendon, where two alleged thieves were arrested. In the second operation in Clarendon, 21 persons were charged for different offenses. And additionally, operation was carried out over the Labor Day weekend, and over 50 cattle have so far been recovered.
The work of the Predial Larceny Prevention Unit falls within the ambit of the Ministry of Agriculture, but its operations are executed under the direct responsibility of the officer in charge of all geographical divisions of the Jamaica Constabulary Force. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.